Hey guys, so we're nominated for an award from the blogosphere, and we're really, really excited. So if you want to vote for us, there's a link in our bio. We can't say the link out loud because it's very awkward to get to, but we'll put the link in our bio on our Instagram, so please go to it. We'll put it on Twitter as well. All you have to do is put your email, and you don't have to vote for every category if you don't know who the people are. But you get to page two, and it says Podcaster of the Year. And we're on there, so please give us a cheeky vote. We really appreciate it. So yeah. Woo-hoo. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
New week.
New beginnings.
New week.
Yeah, sorry guys. We were supposed to have a guest this week. So hopefully they'll be on next week. But it just means that our topics are a bit... They'll probably be all over the place, which is fine.
Yeah. I finally smelt that bum bum cream that everybody's talking about.
The what?
The bum bum cream.
Is this the one with the yellow lid?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone goes on about the smell.
Let me see if it's still on my hand.
Oh my gosh, where did you see it?
No, it's gone.
Harrods. You still need to go there.
It smells a bit like Harrods. Coconut a bit.
Harrods Beauty.
I don't know if it's just your cream that I'm smelling or... Okay.
No, it is a cream.
No, I mean my the coconut. Cream. Yeah.
Yeah, I did use coconut.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you need to go Harris Beauty still because you still haven't been. The one in Lakeside.
Yes.
Yeah, it's there.
But I'm scared. I'm so scared.
You have no self-control when it comes to...
No, I'm, and if I'm, I go very, with you, I'm very, very, very impulsive and it's a
and
big problem.
And I encourage
problem.
People to spend.
Yeah.
Jade Van Riel, when we used to work together, she was the one that said, you're sick.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm right. She's right. I'm sick.
This is the problem.
Because I don't spend.
Yes,
I watch
exactly.
People spend.
This is how you're able to save because you live vicariously through others.
Yeah. I do all the time. I'm like, yeah, you should get it. Like, I remember when I went out with my friend Steph one time and she was spending bears at Zara. Mm. We had a mission to spend together.
I spent nothing.
She spent over £100.
Feet.
No, she spent over 200. Yeah.
And you were just there saying, yeah. Just put it in the bag.
Mm. I was even holding things with people. I don't know. There's something wrong with me.
But how much is that bum bum cream? Because when I used to see it, it's like, it's expensive.
It was £44, but the small one was 18. Do you know what though? Do you know what I think?
Will it last though?
I don't know, girl.
And is it, you know it's called bum bum cream.
Is it for the bum bum?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is it for
Thank
the bum
you.
Bum?
Yeah, is it for the bum bum?
And these are the things you Google. Let me Google because I'm sure other people have Googled it.
Yeah, because when I was reading the reviews, people were just saying, oh, yeah, I just use it all over my body. And I'm like, okay.
Is it for the bum?
Yeah, is it for the bum?
I thought bum bum cream, when I first heard about it, I thought it was like a firming cream.
So did I.
Okay, wait.
So that's what I'm hoping it is.
Bum cream. Oh, can you imagine the first things that come out? Is it vegan? Is it free? Is it cruelty free? Okay, good questions. Is bum bum free for the bum? Oh, no one's Googled that. What a shame, I'm the first. Because it even says... Oh my God, can you imagine? This is what annoys me. Funny enough, Brazilian bum bum cream, can you imagine, it's called Brazilian bum bum.
Exactly.
It's inspired by Brazilian's favourite part of the body. But don't be mistaken, this cream isn't for your booty. It can be used as a full body cream.
Now, why would I do that when I can get a nice cream from the black hair shop for £4?
Use a black hair shop cream.
Well, I'm not, yeah.
Watch when the skincare girls hear what you're doing.
Well.
Use a black hair, as in like the astral, that blue thing.
I love astral.
Oh my God.
But even
you're
that,
a criminal.
Even,
today I know that you're a criminal.
Even that is a bit out of my price range sometimes. Sometimes all you need is a good coconut, cocoa butter, or even petroleum jelly.
You're actually a criminal.
Boy.
Use that blue cream.
Boy.
It smells like... I want better
it
for
It smells
us.
Refreshing.
No, it doesn't. No.
So what are girls using? What
I use Nivea Firm.
Oh, so you're using that. That doesn't do anything.
What do you mean that doesn't do
It doesn't
anything?
Do nothing. It doesn't moisturize.
Nah. And I've got very dry skin.
Nah. It used to, but they changed the formula. And I'm like, I'm not using this anymore. Because your price is going up. But
it's pricey, yeah.
But you've changed the formula.
Because even if you go Savers, it's still pricey.
Yeah.
So it's peak.
Astral, I find that it really, really moisturizes. Gets in there. Skincare girls don't want to know what I was using on my face before.
What was using on your face? Say it.
I was using Vaseline on my
Huh? gosh. What's going on? Vaseline.
And I used to think that I was doing something by getting the baby one. Not the ones with the babies on them.
Really?
I used to think, oh, it must be good.
Oh, from the black hair shop?
Yeah. And I used to use it on my face.
Oh my God.
Until I wised up. I think I was using it on my face until after uni.
Wow. Well, to be fair, that was in your younger years. You can be forgiven.
Yeah.
Because I didn't use a different cream for my face until I was about 21. I used to use the same cream for my face and body.
Yeah, me as well. Do you know that the older generation, they don't have skincare. Like, they don't have a skincare routine, but their skin is...
I know. So maybe we're just doing... Skincare is
a con. Do you know what my aunt said, yeah? This was the aunt. She was vegan for literally, like, 20 years.
Mm.
And she used to use petroleum jelly. And she used to say the reason why is because it's natural. She was like, it's natural. Like, it's from the ground. So she was like, it's been doing wonders for her skin.
Wait, Vaseline is natural?
Yeah, because it's made of petroleum.
I just feel like it's literally, you get a flame, you're on fire. I could be wrong. I don't know. It just feels so like oily, like.
Yeah, it is. But I think sometimes I like that look. I like the oily look, okay. Especially in summer. Not on the face, but on the skin.
Mm.
I love that oily.
Yeah, some people are like, oh, I love that oily look. But I'm like, I don't know if you look purposely oily or you got.
Sweating.
You're sweating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you didn't use certain spray.
No, I don't like oil on the face.
But that's a look now. That's a look.
Yeah, like the dewy look. Yeah. I can't do the dewy look because I have oily skin, so I can't.
I can't. Yeah, I just, I don't know. It just looks. I need to start getting the Urban Decay setting spray again.
I need to get it because I've never tried it, you know?
It's the best one. Start off with getting the travel
sample. Get the sample one.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do.
Or when I get it again, I'll let you use it.
Okay.
Because I think it is the best one.
Really?
Mm.
I've heard also that the H&M primer is like a dupe for the Becca Paulus. Is it Paulus primer?
Did Becca go under?
Yeah, I think they are. So now we have H&M, thank God.
Well, that's great. What should we talk about today?
I wanted to talk about the Olympic beds. Did you see what they did?
Oh,
making them out of cardboard so that they could only one person could sleep on it. And I'm just to prevent people from having sex. I'm like, do you need to have sex on a bed?
Yeah. Yeah. That's strange.
Also, why?
I hate killjoys like that. Like, why can't people just, why can't they have sex? Like, why can't they fornicate? Why can't they have fun?
Does it?
Just sounds really boring.
But don't boxers say that they don't have sex before they fight?
Oh, really? Why would they even do that before they fight? Like, what? Huh?
Like, the night before or whatever. Like,
is it bad luck or something?
I don't know if it's bad luck, but they say
it's good to keep the sperm in
there. It worsens their performance. I don't know. I don't know what the science is. I don't know if it's true.
I don't even know.
But I thought it would make you do a good job. Wouldn't it, like, relax your muscles and...
I would never know. I wouldn't know.
I thought the Olympics was going to be cancelled, though.
What, because of COVID?
Yeah, they were saying that, like, 70 athletes had to self-isolate or had COVID.
So that's really sad.
Yeah, I think... What do you think about this, like, us being let outside now?
Thank fuck.
You don't...
I mean, I'm being...
With all the cases and everything, they're saying, like, cases are skyrocketing. Mm. Over 600,000 people have pinged on the NHS app to isolate.
The thing is, I don't really know what to say because I feel like, not that I'm fearful being dragged, but I just feel like I don't know what to say anymore. Like, I just feel like all I know is me, Victoria Shanisi, I'm abiding by the law. I do things as it needs to be done. Like, before Boris said, stay inside, I was staying inside.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I wasn't taking the piss.
Yeah.
Some people, I don't know, some people don't know how to manage themselves. They were doing house parties when they weren't allowed to have house parties. That's why we're in the situation we're in now. And I think it doesn't help that the politicians are full of shit.
Yeah.
And what's it the other day? One of them had COVID. The rest of them had to self-isolate. And then they said, oh yeah, but we're not self-isolating because blah, blah, blah. And then
how can they say that?
Backlash happened. Then they said, oh yeah, we're self-isolating now. Okay, fuck you. I'm not going to self-isolate now because for about a mere 4 seconds, you weren't going to self-isolate. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't understand. How can you directly contradict
your own rules?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what
what's the point of the test and trace app if you're not going to self-isolate?
That's why the cases are going high, because people just feel like, the leaders aren't, they're not leading by example, so why should I fucking follow them? But also, it's just, I don't know, it's a mess. And also, I just know that some people don't know how to manage themselves.
Yeah.
So how I'm going to do it is I'm just going to go to places where they're going to be about, like, the max places I'm going to go to, like, restaurants.
Yeah.
Places that are spaced out.
Mm. You wouldn't go to a nightclub or a bar.
I'm not going to nightclubs. I don't go to nightclubs anyways.
Mm.
So I don't know what that's concerning me. Well, so everybody happy, I said, I don't know. That's not even concerning me.
But
it reminded me that that's not my life.
For example, let's say a day party then.
I'm going to be honest. Maybe October, I'm going to start thinking about going to these, like, pop.
Because I'm worried about our live show now. I'm not going to lie. Just because the cases are going up so quickly, I'm just like,
lockdown.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like he's not going to want to say it's like a proper lockdown, because obviously this was supposed to be the last one. But I think it's going to get to a point where he's going to have to say nightclubs or bars need to shut. More than likely.
It's weird because it's like, what? So we're gonna go indoors again, and then
it's gonna the numbers go down,
and then we come out again. I don't know when it ends.
I honestly
don't know what to say. Like, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm not too sure. I shouldn't speak on this.
Mm.
However, I didn't know that people are anti-test.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people, I know some people are anti-vaccine or anti-vax, yeah, but like, I don't want to laugh. Like, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, right?
You're about to say something really rude.
No, I'm not. But some of the anti-vax, like, the theories were just, oh my God.
What theories have you seen?
I wish I noted them down, but it was just the things that people were saying. I was like, I don't think that's legally true. Like
what? That they're putting things in the vaccine that they're trying to control. I've seen that they're trying to control us.
Yeah, and the government, it's a ploy from the government to control our bodies.
And also, what is it? I've seen also that it's population control.
Do you know what?
I think I've seen that it makes you sterile.
Yeah, and I saw another one that said it's going to kill us slowly. Do you know what?
Wow.
I think everyone's valid to their own opinion. Whatever, but when I'm seeing them, I'm just like, I don't know if that's it. Anyways, but the one that's more concerning for me, anyways, is being anti-test.
Yeah,
that's what I'm like. Okay, I draw the line there.
Like, no ban. I don't judge anyone that is anti-COVID vaccine. I understand it only for the fact that, you know, the fact that the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting it and it doesn't prevent you from spreading it, I feel like it's a bit mad as well that they're trying to make it by force as well.
I feel like all the other
vaccines, you have a choice whether you take them or not. Mm. Why should this one be any different? It sounds really backwards, but...
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, I feel like you would get COVID anyway. Like,
yeah.
I was at my friend's house where there was like 10 people and someone got pinged, they got COVID. So, really? Yeah, so it's like, what's the difference?
What is it that they took a test? And I mean, had they taken a test and they were positive, or they had been in contact with someone who had COVID?
They're taking a test and they're positive. But basically,
why were they at the house when
Sorry. She didn't know she had it.
Oh, okay.
So then I was there. Yeah. But I don't get.
But what I mean is, if you take a test, that means that you think there's a chance that you have COVID.
No, sorry. Let me say this again.
Okay.
I was at my friend's house.
Yeah.
And she didn't know she had COVID at all.
Okay.
Like, she thought she just had hay fever. And then I got home, and as soon as I landed in my, like, literally touched on my mat at my house, I got a ping saying, you've been in contact with someone with COVID.
Yeah.
So she must have taken a test after we left.
Mm.
And it said that she had COVID. She told me the next day, oh, guys, I have COVID, by the way, blah, 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 blah. But what I'm saying is, there was 10 people.
I don't mean to.
You don't believe my friend. Okay, cool.
I don't mean to judge, but it takes at least 24 hours to get your results back. So
you can get it through the lateral flow
ones. Okay.
It literally takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have it at home. I just didn't know she had a lateral flow test. Oh, okay. Because usually they say if the lateral flow test says that you're positive, you need to go and have a proper one.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, what I'm saying is there was 10 people there.
Mm.
But I could go to a rave.
Yeah.
And, like, what I'm saying is just, like, I don't get why you're forcing people to take it when you're going to a rave. Like, you can get it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it's almost like, what's the difference between, like, going to the supermarket mm-hmm. where there's tons of people yeah. and going to a nightclub? But why wouldn't you just have... I think it should be, like, across the board. Just make it mandatory. I would say, why don't you just make people take lateral flow tests every day before they leave the house?
But people aren't going to do it every day. I'm not saying that's the backup to you. Oh, if you don't want to get the test, blah, blah, blah. Vaccine, sorry. This is one of those things, again, I don't think I should be talking. I don't know. I don't think I have opinions on this.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I have my opinion and my... Do you know what I mean? No, but I don't think I have my opinion.
I think everyone has their own opinion. And I also don't think anyone is incorrect. Do you get what I mean? I think it's one of them things where there's no incorrect response. However, I do think that being anti-test is mad.
I didn't know that people anti-test. So basically a lot of events are doing like, oh, you need to have a negative COVID test before you come in. And people be like, oh, that's crazy. Like, I don't want to come then. Give me a refund. I'm like, but you don't want to make sure that you're not spreading it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But the reason why I don't want to go to nightclubs or places where there's a lot of people isn't because I don't want to catch COVID. It's because I don't think I'm ready to be among
Yeah, you're just not ready. People. That's fine.
And it's not even an anxiety thing. It's nothing like that. It's just like, it's just even the thought, like, you don't know who's not bathed. You don't know. Like, it's just a lot to take in right now, I think. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
I think COVID has made me deep how poor our hygiene was before. And I don't mean like our hygiene. No. I don't mean ours, but I mean things like going onto public transport and the bus has not been cleaned. The train has been cleaned.
But do you know what, Jazz? If I think about that stuff properly, even before COVID, there's a lot of things I used to think about deeply and it could make me not leave the house. So sometimes I just have to not think about it. Because I remember one day I sat down and I watched this video about, there was a Bakerloo line train. And I saw a video about it.
Is that the one where they beat the seats and you see everything?
Dust. And I watched another video of this woman cleaning the Jubilee. And I even thought Jubilee. I thought that for me, I thought this is the posh train. This is the nice.
How can you say it's a posh train?
Compared to the Bakerloo. I saw her cleaning it with
cleaner. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The carpet cleaner kind of things.
And when I tell you, I was like, Even sometimes when
but think about it. Sometimes, have you not seen someone leave a seat and they've pissed on the seat?
Jazz, you know sometimes when I used to go to work?
Yeah.
There's been maybe about 10 occasions, 10, where I've sat down on the seat and said, this smells of wee. And sometimes I'm thinking, I'm sitting in wee. Then I'm thinking, maybe it's not the person next to me. And maybe it's the person next to me. Maybe they're sitting in wee and I can smell the wee.
You have to tell yourself
then,
that.
There's been occasions where I'm like, I have to get up because what if I'm actually sitting in wee?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's disgusting.
And sometimes it could be the wee that's been absorbed there for days.
And you know what bothers me?
It's mad.
It's people that used to... You know some people, they go into the toilet and they think, oh, I didn't use the toilet, so I don't need to wash my hands. I'm like... But you
never know what
you touched. You touched the inside of a public bathroom at that. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's mad.
And you know what game really gets to me as well? You know the beer pong?
Yeah.
Where you have to get the ball into the cup.
Yeah.
I think that is the most unhygienic drinking game.
Oh my god, I've never done that before.
It's so in a cup. Disgusting. Mm. Yeah. You have to try and get the ball into the cup. And if it goes in a cup, you have to drink it.
But just if you think about it, there's a lot of things that are very nasty.
Very nasty.
That's like when I think about pool. You know that game pool, snooker?
What's wrong with snooker?
When I used to play it at work, sometimes I think, when was the last time you people cleaned this boss? When was the last time you people cleaned this stick? That's something that, there's certain things I can't think about too much. Because I won't.
I know.
And I used to avoid playing the game. I remember my colleague begging me. And all the other guys went out
I don't know where they were. I was like, I can't let this guy down. Now they're gonna think. So I just played it with him in the back of my mind. I'm thinking,
this is dirty.
It's dirty, bro.
Yeah.
No one cleaned these balls. No, like if it was a game in my house, I'll at least maybe clean the balls, you know, once in a while. But I've never seen anyone clean the balls. I'm not gonna now be the first one to come and clean these balls for the first time.
Yeah, and I think some people just have questionable.
Yes,
like they do go to a bathroom and they don't wash their hands.
But even as well, just
even post COVID, there's people still doing
Jazz,
that.
When I tell you, there's a lot of things that I can't think about it, like.
Because, you know, in every workplace, there's at least one person who goes to the toilet and
doesn't wash that. Yeah, I've seen that with my own.
And then they're going to leave the toilet and go straight to the what? To the fridge to get their food.
And come over to you and say, oh, just love your hair. Let me touch your braids.
Yeah.
I remember one time, and this is what I thought every man for themselves on this earth. And this man used to always frequently ask people, do you want a cup of tea? So I was standing by the sink. I remember working somewhere where everybody in the office didn't have table manners, no morals, nothing. So there's a couple of, they used to just dump things in the sink. And we didn't have a dishwasher. At least if you had a dishwasher, okay, but we didn't have a dishwasher in this office. People just dump things in the sink as if their maid would come and clean it for them. So I remember there was a cup full of water.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say. I've seen it.
Someone put a teaspoon in there.
No, I don't want to hear it.
And my colleague walked up, had the boiling kettle on the side, got the spoon out from that cup, rinsed it a little bit, and mixed his tea.
The same tea he would have been making for me.
And do you know what? Yeah, I don't really think I'm like a clean freak or like I'm clean. Yeah. But I don't think I'm like, I'm not like, I don't want to say I'm a dirty person.
I am.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, I wouldn't even want to share a drink with like a family member.
Really?
Yeah. That I'm really, I you am share really. Drinks? I know.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Be honest.
No.
I want to drink it first. Be honest.
I know, but it's because I don't want
you don't
people
make me to think. Oh,
I don't want you to think. Oh, she thinks I'm dirty.
Oh no, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
but fine. That's just how I am.
It's fine.
Yeah, I just don't like even with Kaya. Obviously, my own flesh.
You don't do it. Wow.
If Kaya wants some of my drink, I'll be like, okay, let me drink some first. You can have the rest. But it's bad because I'm turning her into that as well. She does the same thing to me.
Wow.
She'll be like, no, you can't have some of my drink.
Mad.
It's bad.
Yeah, when I saw my colleague do that, I was like, I don't know what was going through my mind at the time, but I'm just looking at him like, We all do things really differently. Things you never thought.
Yeah. There used to be, I don't know if it's the same or it's worse, but there was literally a designated cup for like teaspoons.
Yes, I've seen that before as well, yeah.
And that is literally that same cup when they're making their tea, they'll, maybe that's secretly why I don't drink tea.
Also, there was one time when I used to get so annoyed because I do this thing. It was as if I was bringing my house girl isms to my workplace one time where I was cleaning my stuff and then I just ended up cleaning everything in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And when I tell you everything was sparkling, like I'm telling you, when I was cleaning, I wore gloves by the way. When I was cleaning it, I was just like, I knew I was cleaning up dirt that had been on, I was cleaning dirt, I was cleaning. And I just couldn't. That's why I couldn't do the house share thing.
Yeah.
And I really rate people that do it because sometimes you don't have a choice. I can't. Do you know what's so mad? I talked to my therapist about this and she said how like your environment can really affect your mental health. And obviously I know that, but I felt like when she said that, it's more like the people you're surrounded with. Yeah. But she said it like, even if like your toilet's dirty. And for me, I suppress a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I have to share a bathroom and I feel like I constantly clean it. Or I share a kitchen, I have constantly clean it. And I get so tired, I'm like, I
can't be asked to clean anymore. I'm just going to clean my bit and then go. But it's still dirt and it still bugs me.
Yeah.
So I just have to suppress it and be like, I can't scream and shout like how I used to. I just have to clean my shit and just, what I do, I usually get everything out of the sink and put it on the side.
Oh my God.
Then clean my shit and bounce.
I can't believe you have to do that.
I don't care. I don't. The thing is, my dad sees me do it and he goes, do you not think that's a bad thing to do? But don't you think that's a bit like, I don't
care. But you can't do it.
I can't do
it. Are you supposed to be doing it every day?
I can't. So I just pay everyone else's stuff and then put. But I got really annoyed the other day in my family. So I booked myself into a hotel.
Did you? Yeah,
but I've been doing that a lot and it's getting quite pricey. So I need to move out.
Bless you.
So I did that. And when I was there, I was so at peace. I was like, I'm 10 minutes from my house, but I feel so at peace. Mm. And I feel like, and it's because everything's clean. Everything's how I've left it. And I was like, wow, man.
You don't have to worry about some of it being moved or gone so when you go to the fridge.
Yeah. I was like, I wonder how much that really does affect your mental, like the state, even just the state of like the cleanliness of your house. Because they do say that the cleanliness does reflect your mental state as well.
No, I
don't. Do you have that with your car? I've heard someone say that before with their car.
Yeah. But my car is literally, like, I used to be at a point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to wash it once every 2 weeks. But it's like, now I don't remember the last time I washed it.
Your car's always clean, though.
No, it's not. It might be okay on the inside, but on the outside, I'm just like, I can't. The reason why is because I'm like, I'm wasting my money. Because I'll go to wash it, and then when I go home, I have to park under trees. So I'm like, and then I'll look on my app, and what will the app tell me? The weather app.
Oh no.
It's going to rain in 2 days.
Do you know, is this ghetto? How do you know what I'm going to say? Is it ghetto to get a bucket and sponge with fairy liquid and pull it all over your car and wait for the rain?
I don't think you.
Does anybody do that?
Wow, I didn't expect you to finish with that.
Does anybody do that?
I've never seen anyone do it.
I don't know. This might be a new thing.
But I don't feel. No, I don't think you could do that.
I think you can, you know.
I don't think so.
Brent, what do you think of this? You know how it always rains in the UK, yeah? And let's say you have a dirty car. Let's say you get a bucket, yeah? Fill it with liquid wash and you get a sponge and then you clean the car and you wait for the rain. Sounds good, isn't it?
If the rain was heavy enough, like Trinidad, yeah, 100%.
So it wouldn't work in the UK?
I don't think it's heavy enough.
You don't think it's heavy enough in the UK?
Nah, you wouldn't get into the nooks and crannies. You have to basically go and then do a little polish. But yeah, more so if it is that you scrub. Oh. And then it rains. Yeah.
Sorry guys, if you ain't heard what Brent said, he basically said no. I'm going to get a shot when I get a car, boy, because I really think this thing is easy.
You are going to get a shock.
Yeah, I am going to get a shock.
You're going to get a shock. And when, like me, I have basically, because I've changed jobs and I'm not driving, commuting to work every day, I have a new insurance company. If anyone's interested, it's called BioMiles. And
are they good? Well, you're recommending it.
So. Yeah, I would recommend it. It's really good coverage. So it's fully comprehensive. You get a courtesy car if anything happens. You also have insurance against an uninsured driver. So obviously if you get into an accident with an uninsured driver, you're still covered. So what they do is you pay by mileage. So however far you drive, you pay that amount. So if you don't drive at all for the month, you pay nothing.
Mm.
If you drive however many miles. So I pay like 10p a mile, which is fine.
So what is that? 10p?
10p a mile.
Wait, so what on the average month, what are you paying?
So basically, driving from my house to Brent's cost me like 40p.
So you're paying 40p for the month, or so you pay
60p. But remember, obviously, I drive back as well. So it's like, let's say like £1. £1 every time I come to Brent's and back.
So you could be paying something like £2 insurance a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But how it works is you do have to pay like a high
deposit.
Yeah, a high deposit. So what do they say? The deposit is you paying for basically the times your car is at home. So I think I paid, how much did I pay? I paid £450 as my deposit. Yeah. And then the rest, I just pay monthly for however much I drive.
Okay.
So last month I paid £20.
Wow.
which before it was, last year my insurance was 160 a month.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Yeah, it is a scam. So I was like, it's a no-brainer, really. Mm. But with this new thing, because they put it in your car, you also, like, you have to put it in the computer bit where you diagnose what's wrong with your car. So I did it. I was like, oh, let me just, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with my car, but let me just see. Tell me why there's a code coming up. I said, I'm sorry, I'm blind. I'm legally blind.
What do you mean?
There's a code saying that I need to fix something in my car.
Oh,
like,
I
can't see it.
What does the code mean?
The oxygen sensor to the engine is whatever. And I'm just like, you know what? The car sounds all right. So
I have to pray for you because I don't know.
Yeah, I have to pray as
Jesus
well.
Christ.
I'm like, I got a Jamaica to pay for. I can't be dealing with the car right now. But those are the kind of issues where it's like, I would say I really am jealous of people that don't have a car.
No,
sometimes,
please.
Sometimes I think maybe I should just get a zip car.
Get a zip car. Who's stopping you from getting a zip car?
Because I'm thinking that would be easier.
Get a zip car. I don't even know what that is, but get a zip car then.
You don't know what a zip car is? It's the ones, you basically hire the car for the day.
Well, why not?
I think it makes sense. Obviously, I have to wait until my car is paid off. And then I might. Because it's long. It's too much responsibility. I have to make sure it's washed every day. Then you park in.
That's why I want to get a banger. You keep telling me not to.
No, I'm saying. Get a banger. But, like.
The management.
No, like, just, you have to balance it. You don't want to get a car that's so old that you will experience a lot of issues. Do you get what I mean? But obviously don't get anything too new that you're going to be upset if. Because this has also happened to me. I went into a car park, went to go do a bit of shopping. I came out. Someone has banged my car door with their car door. And now I have a dent in my car doors. And what do you do?
What do you do in those situations?
You have to swallow it. You have to.
Can you not go to the shopping centre and ask for CCTV?
They're not going to.
Huh?
They don't. That's not how it works.
But I paid to park my car here, so you should allow me.
Often, do you know what they'll say? And you'll see this. If you look really, really, really hard, you'll see it. They'll say you park here at your own risk.
Do you know what I'm going to start doing? If I was, I will take a picture of everybody's.
Everyone you park next to. I know.
What?
Some people have. Some
video
people,
cameras.
Yeah, some people have video cameras that are, they activate when someone is in the vicinity. So that could be an option.
I don't know. I'm just going to get a banger, but I ain't got time for this. This sounds expensive. Life sounds expensive. Life is expensive.
Yeah, it is. Cars are just a massive liability, massive cash loss.
Do you know what's weird? I do this thing where when I'm in a group of people and I need to use the toilet, I get nervous to go. Not because I'm wee shy, which I am sometimes. Mm. Like, when I say wee shy is when you go to the toilet and your wee doesn't want to come out because you're in front of other people. Mm. But it's not because of that. It's more because I'm like, are they going to slag me off?
Really?
I always get that. And I never really get that. But it's like, you go to the toilet real quick.
Mm.
Let's say I was, it would probably happen like, I don't think it would happen if I was with you. Like, I don't think it's ever happened when I was with you, like near Ikman. No, I'm trying to think. I hope friends are listening, don't think it's them about them. Yeah. But like sometimes I get it when I'm like, let's say I'm at an event. That's a better example.
Yeah.
And I go to the toilet and I'm like, has everyone been slacking me off?
But what makes you?
I don't know.
But does that mean that you slag off others when they go
to
the toilet? No. So why would you think that it's going to happen to you?
Or maybe people are like, oh, her wig was a bit high, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
No, that's paranoia.
What so sometimes I just feel, I won't. Sometimes I want to leave early. Gosh. Sometimes I want to leave early, and I'm like, I don't want to leave early because that means I'll give people a window to slag me off.
Oh my gosh! Really?
I noticed I did that the other, and I tried to put these things into Google, but no one's talking about it. So if anybody experiences that, please let me know.
Oh my gosh!
I find it very strange that I do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But if I got to leave early, if I got to wee, I don't really give a shit anymore. Guys, we wanna make a card game.
Yes.
That's for black women.
Yes.
And have loads of games that are fun.
Yeah, we need to do it.
Like a drinking game. Or maybe we can design it if you don't drink as well.
We need to do it.
Mm.
Hold on, there was something. I don't don't know if I can find it. You know, it's so hard to...
Oh, Lord.
Do you know that we've sent each other 1,926 pictures or media on WhatsApp?
I was running through this. That's
just since I've had this phone as well.
That's mad. That means...
Yeah, because I'm trying to look for something, but I can't find it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually 3,000. It's on my phone, it says 3,000.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to say this before I forgot. But remember how...
Forgot?
Yeah, I forgot. You know
before,
how...
Wait, say again. Before I forget.
Before... I wanted to say this before, but I forgot.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So, remember a few episodes ago, mm-hmm. I was like, James Corden gives me bad vibes.
Oh, God.
And someone sent us a DM and they basically confirmed it. So... Oh, by the way, it's episode 141. This person's amazing because they put that in. So they said, just to confirm, James Corden is bad vibes.
Mm-mm.
I know people that have met him personally and he is rude. My friend had an interaction with him when she worked in Selfridges and he got mad and demanded a manager because a particular brand of jeans he wanted were not available in his size.
Wait, what?
And then another time.
Wait. How is that the staff's problem? And you're getting the manager.
I know.
For them to echo the same thing.
I don't know. Oh, God. Another time, a colleague saw him and asked for a picture, and he told her to get the fuck out of his face.
That's when you have to say, that's when you have to say, you know, when guys go, they move to you and then you don't want them and they go, you're clapped in it. That's when you have to say that to the celebrity.
And then she said, and this was even before he got to America. So imagine what he's like now when he's gassed up. Absolute witch.
Damn.
There's also another thing I wanted to talk about quickly. But with the whole trolling thing and... players being racially abused, a lot of people are calling for ID verification for social media.
This is another thing I have no opinions on.
I wanted to ask you about your opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think it's awkward because it's like, I feel like black people are going to get penalized for it.
How do you mean?
Because we use the N-word. So I feel like I can't see that being taken into consideration. Do you know what I mean? I don't see this UK, the way they make their rules, I don't see them being like, but black people can use the word.
Yeah.
I do you know what I mean? I feel like it's going to be a one rule for everybody. There's not going to be nothing's going to be taken into consideration. Mm. So next thing you know, we're going to be seen at High Court. But Danny can be on Love Island. Do you know what I mean?
I knew you was going to mention him.
Do you know what I mean?
It's mad.
Also, when I was younger, I said a word to my friend once. I don't really say that word. Sometimes you might even notice on a podcast, I don't really say it. I will say N-word because I'm trying to not use it, but it happens, whatever. Mm. I'm black, I can say it. Anyways, I said it when I was younger to my friend and a teacher put me in isolation. That was the first time I ever went into isolation. Put me in isolation for a day. Yeah.
How old was you?
Maybe like 15.
Party mouth.
We were like, what's up, my nigga? She put us in isolation. She said, what? Then I had another white teacher that said to me, why are you here? She's like, Victoria, why are you here? You know, you're never in trouble. And I said, oh, I said the N-word to Joe. And they said, oh, she said, just leave, please, just leave. Like, you're black, you can.
Yeah.
You can. She's like, yeah, just go.
Okay, at least she had
another one. But the teacher that was telling me, you know, it was one of those vexed PE teachers. And I remember she was taking...
PE teachers are bad vibes.
Yeah, they're on smoke. She was taking long to discipline me. I just said, can you just get the cut to the chase?
And was she trying to lecture you?
Yeah. No, she was going in. And the thing is, because I've never... It was probably the first time I ever got in trouble in school.
Yeah.
I was like, can you cut to the chase? Like, you're talking bears. Like, discipline, like whatever you need to do, do it. So that's what I think that ID thing. I just feel like... And also, not everybody has ID. So what does that mean? Do you need ID to have social media? I don't really know what it looks like. All I think a simpler and easier solution would be for social media companies to eliminate people who use these slurs or who are disgusting online. Like, get that IP address, block them forever. Mm. It's very easy for them to do it rather than you introducing ID. Yeah. However, this is something I haven't really thought about too deeply. Again, yeah. I don't think I have opinions on it. And I think that's okay to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but, yeah, yeah, of course. I feel like we should have it. I know a lot of people are against it because a lot of people are talking about, oh, they're going to be able to track you, but they can track you already. Mm. You have an iPhone, you have an Android, they can track you already if they want to do. And also, why would they care about you? Like, no, but a lot of people say this thing.
I know,
same thing with the vaccine and all of that stuff. Oh, they're going to track me, they're going to do this. Mm. Like, why would they be interested in you? What can they get from you?
Dead.
Do you work for MI5?
What can they get
from you? Cares about what you're doing.
I'm dead.
I think it should be done. I don't think it needs to be a case of you need to put your full name on whatever, but you see, like, when you register for investing, trading, when you register for Binance or whatever it is, they just ask for you to supply a video of you saying my name is whatever.
Okay.
And this number. So just a verification of your account, just so that they know that you are not just... you're not just a troll, for example. I think people need to start taking accountability. Even the other day, I'm there arguing with someone on Twitter.
Yeah, I messaged about Love Island. What the fuck are you doing?
I know, but I was like, no, I actually have time today. Like, you're there behind your fake account and you're there trying to say that I should tell you why Danny is racist.
Just, you can't. You cannot.
I know. And then I was like, they got to a point where I was like,
do you know why you can't? Because these people, this is their troll account.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do. They send this to other troll accounts to continue to troll.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I always tell people, please don't engage with these trolls. Also, I noticed that I had blocked this troll from last week because when I saw that you was, I didn't see who you was interacting with.
Okay,
said,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You blocked this person. So I saw, this person I blocked already. Because they were arguing with me as well. I didn't come back. But yeah, they were saying to me that, oh, Danny's not racist.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I realized is that they're actually related or they know Danny.
Probably, yeah.
So I was like, yeah.
The thing is,
I think you're actually a child. That's when I stopped replying.
Also, Danny made a statement saying that he used that word in a brother way, blah 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 blah, and it's because he used to listen to Drake and Eminem.
50 Cent. I said, don't bring my honey in.
Now, why is he in it?
Why
is Eminem? Was Eminem using the N word? I don't really know.
I don't want to confirm or deny, but I haven't. I don't remember him using it. But I'm not going to say it hasn't happened. I wouldn't be surprised.
But damn.
What was the black community doing back then?
Listen,
we were asleep.
You lot were loving that. I said, I'm sorry, mama. Blah, 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 blah. Never meant to make you cry, but
that was a tune.
Clean up my closet.
That was a tune. Tell the truth. Clean up my closet. Shame the devil. Shame the devil.
It's a good song. Okay, good. What's the other song that he has? Go crazy. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
That one was. Yeah, he was going through stuff.
The thing is, when I listen back to his music, I don't think I like. I don't be rude because I know that some people.
I did like Eminem during that phase. I think that period of time, I really really liked Eminem.
How can I go in Enrique Iglesias? No. Do you know what it feels like to be the holy one? Okay. Even this song, I don't think I liked it. When I was younger, I don't think I liked it. Yeah. I feel bad saying it because I know people.
No,
these people.
That one was a bit of a weird one. I didn't understand how that was his breakthrough track. I liked one he had with Dr. Dre as well.
I don't know if it was because I'm miserable.
Dun, 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 dun. What's that one called? Forgot About Dre.
Dirty South.
That's the one.
No. Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
This one. You never like this one?
It's not that I don't like it, but it's like, you must know that I'm a pretender. When these songs come on, you see me, I'll be like, forget about Drake. But I'll never listen to this in my house.
No. That's the one thing I can say. Like, I've never added Eminem to any playlist. Why? On my Spotify.
Do you know what song I hate? That song he did with Rihanna.
Love the way you lie. I don't
just
like...
Just go and stand there and watch. And it was one of those songs you could never escape.
You sang it like you was into it.
Because
like,
you can't. I remember you couldn't escape it.
Oh no.
Whoa, sorry.
Oh, I nearly had a heart attack.
What?
I thought I didn't press the button, but Brent had
pressed
it.
What's the Eminem and Nicki Minaj song?
Eminem and Nicki Minaj.
Do they have a song? I've made that up.
I feel like they would have.
It's from his Revenge. I don't like his bit on it. Is it my fault that all of you bitches wrong? Should have said a thank you, not you little hoe. Now I'm going to wrap your coffin with a bow. Nikki, she just mad that you took the spot. Anyways, what else should we talk about this podcast?
I don't like the new age Eminem.
Also, can I say something? I have a friend who's over 30, and one time I was hanging around with her and a few other friends, and they said something. They said, we were dancing.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, look at you lot. You know what, over 30? I said, hey, don't cut. I said, don't look at me. I'm Vic, still a young chick in this game.
Vic, are you trying to offend me? I'm nearly there, you know.
You're not there yet, but it's when people group you. I'm not 30.
Yeah, but you're nearly...
I'm 27.
Yeah, but I think you're 30 at heart.
I'm not.
I think you're heart spirit.
I'm not. Don't look at me. Look, I'm involved in what you people are doing. I remember I just looked at her like, I'm actually 27. I know you think you can group it, like you know, you can round it up, but I'm not involved with what you lot are doing right now. Yeah, I'm not.
We're just a 25 plus gang.
Yeah. Also, the Gen Zs are really cussing us.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What's the slander that's going on? Like, there's like an unknown beef. What's going
They're
on?
They're really cussing us. I've seen people tweet this stuff about receiving dirty looks.
Yeah. But that's from the 25 plus community. Mm.
No, that's 25 under, you know.
Is it? Mm.
Also, I feel like sometimes people think people are giving them dirty looks, but nobody's checking for you. However, there are also, and you know what, yeah, I do think there's sometimes people think, oh, she's getting me a dirty look. But I was like, I don't think she is. I think.
Yeah.
I don't. However, sometimes there was a time when my friend was like, oh, that girl's giving me a dirty look. I was like, she probably isn't. Then I looked, I said, oh, she is. Wow. Some girls.
Yes. Some people definitely do. Like, I'm not going to say, like when I saw the tweet, I was like, I wouldn't say this out loud because it sounds like I'm trying to say, oh, I got girls hating on me.
Yeah.
I don't like that kind of energy.
Sometimes, Jazz.
But sometimes, and do you know what, Jazz? Yeah.
Sometimes the energy, sometimes the dirty looks is from a bad place. Mm. Like, you're angry with her because she's going out with someone you fancy.
Yeah.
Or she used to talk to someone you like.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even know you.
Yeah.
But now you hate her.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think as women, we need to kind of be like, do I really have a problem with her? Or she just dating the guy that I used to fancy.
Yeah.
Or do I really hate her? Like, you know when some girls hate their ex's new girlfriends?
Yeah.
And their new girlfriends are like, hasn't done anything bad to you. Like, or like, let's say you had a clean breakup and he's got new, but you hate her. But it's like, okay, you hate her, but why do you hate her? And also, why are you hating her to her face? Mm.
I don't know, but you know what? Sometimes as well, I think it's just a case of, you know, you just get caught at a bad moment. Like, you know, sometimes you can be at a club and then like, it's like I'm randomly thinking, did I turn my straighteners off?
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess in that moment in time, it might look like I'm screwing someone, but I'm actually not. But to you, it's obviously going to look like. Mm. So that's what I do. If I ever see someone that's giving me a funny look, I just give them the benefit of the doubt. Like,
yeah.
you can't be screwing me because I've done nothing to you. I'm just going to assume you're having a bad day or you're thinking about something in your head and just happen to be looking at me.
Mm. My thing always is, I haven't done anything wrong. Mm. Like, I live my life like I've not done.
Living my life like it's golden.
I've not committed no sins. So I'm just like, well, I'm sleeping with anybody's man.
Yeah.
I haven't taken anybody's man. So, but yeah, I do. I go, you know, it's not something you want to say out loud.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Mm. I don't think, like, again, I think a lot of people have this main character syndrome.
And I love main character syndrome, but some people have it to the point where they actually think the world, like everybody in the club is staring at them. And it's like, No. I want to see what kind of lace that's saying, because I might want the lace. I might come and ask you later.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm just looking at you.
I really try my best to not always think the worst of people.
Mm.
Like, I try to think that people are not just inherently bad. If you get what I mean.
Mm.
Because when you start thinking, oh, this person's doing this or they're hating them, I feel like you're bringing bad energy to your own life.
Mm.
Like, just sometimes just let it go.
Do you think that's how people, why can't I speak today? Do you think that's how beef happens? But, oh, those girls staring at us, you know?
Mm.
You got to know that. What are you staring at? What's he staring at? Do you know what? Yeah, I remember one time, went to a club and this girl was like staring at my friend. And no, she pushed my friend in the queue. And my friend was getting leery at her. I was yo, chill.
But why did she push her?
I don't know, I can't remember. She was
trying to get in front? Wasted.
Then okay. I said to my friend, like, chill, it's fine. Then the girl got leery at me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, please don't get leery at me. I'm even trying to stop my friend from fighting you.
Yeah.
Then the girl got my face and I said, maybe I'm going to fight today. And at that moment, I had to catch myself. I was like, that's not even you, so let's stop.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I could.
Mm.
But I'm not going to.
But that's...
Because I'm going to be the responsible one. Because if I'm stopping my friend...
Yeah.
Who's going to stop me? Because my friend's going to back...
Your friend's going to back the beef. But some it can happen as easy as that.
And it's always like mix-up. It's like mix-ups. Like, it's like, oh, she pushed her.
It's a miscommunication.
You don't know if it was an accident. And some people, they take it to the next. Like, how can I be stopping and you'll get leery at me?
Yeah.
I'm stepping from you, from your ass beats.
Mm. I know. That's also partly the reason why I don't want to go to places like, sometimes concerts.
Mm.
I don't like standing anymore.
Mm.
Like, I like to have a seat because I find that when you're standing, there's always some kind of wahala, someone trying to push in front of you, someone that keeps bumping into you, someone tall, like the tallest person in the world standing in front of you. Like, it's just, I hate standing at concerts now.
Someone said something really interesting on Twitter, like they don't like going to events. It's like Twitter events.
Okay, what's a Twitter event? DLT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those kind of places. I don't really care. The event is an event for me. But they said because they feel like, one, like, it's bait.
Mm.
But I'm like, bait?
What's wrong with bait?
Bait in what sense? Also, two, and I do see this too, people always come onto Twitter to talk about how, what went wrong or...
Okay.
Or the gossip.
Mm.
Or like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It does make you... And it does... She says for her, it kind of causes like a bit of a nervousness. I was like, I get that. I understand that.
Yeah, I get that as well.
Mm.
But also, I think, like, there are a lot of amazing places to go.
Mm.
Like, honestly, these events, it's not by force. I know it looks great online and stuff. And it's good. When I went to DLT, when we went, Vic, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was good,
It's a good event, but... Honestly, if you don't feel comfortable, there's plenty of other options. So I never feel like it's by force.
We never spoke properly about ZZ Mills and the bonnet.
Well, all I will say is, look at Kaz now.
Yeah.
Loved up in her bonnet.
Loved that.
And... I just feel like, as a black woman, why would you feel like you have to, I don't even want to say it, cover yourself is not the right, why would you suppress yourself? I don't even know how to explain it, but you're literally just protecting your hair, and I don't get why you can't protect your hair for man.
Do you know?
So you want breakage?
Do you know? Yes.
For man.
Do you know, I always say, we have to archive this.
Mm.
We have to put this in history somewhere. Like this Bonnet saga.
This needs to be forgotten about.
So like
about.
ZZ Mills and the prisoner of Azkaban bonnets. So like we need to have it as a story. We need to have, like, this is history.
Mm.
We can't forget these kind of things that have happened in history.
Yeah, but it makes no sense.
Well, I know it doesn't. It makes no sense to you and me. But some people live this life. No, it's true. ZZ Mills speaks for people.
But
we should get her on this podcast.
But is there anything that is there anything like if you met a new guy or even when you met your boyfriend, was there anything that you felt like, oh, I don't know if I wanna,
you know what? I don't know if it's a younger thing, but like when I first started dating, I did sleep with my makeup on the first night, I remember.
Really?
And I regretted it. No, it's not like I purposely did it. It's like I didn't have no makeup removal, nothing like that. So, and I think maybe, I can't remember, obviously, because I really can't remember. I don't think it was intentional, but I did think it was kind of like I was nervous for them to see me without makeup.
Mm.
So I think there's the makeup thing.
Mm.
But I just feel at the end of the day, if you're going to leave me because you think I look different without makeup, or you think I look like without makeup, okay, that's you, then okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think. Mm. I feel like I'd rather know from the get-go. Because I cannot...
But the thing is, Jazz, a lot of girls do relate to ZZ. A mate messaged me and said, I am coming to you on WhatsApp because I believe ZZ. Mm-hmm. She says she literally sleeps with her hair out.
Yeah. What?
Wears her wig to bed.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I just think, why?
Yeah.
And I just think... And I can only speak for, obviously, you know, if you're with a black partner, but they should know, like, what a bonnet is.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So it's like...
My friend is with a black partner. Well, she's dating black men.
Yeah. And I'm like, so... Like,
if I'm going to be honest, I think it's putting men on... It's giving them too much
power.
And you're... No, I don't know how this is going to sound, but you're treating them like royalty.
Mm.
It's literally just hair. Like, I don't think it's... In my opinion, innit, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I don't think this easing stuff is the way to go. I just feel like you're just doing...
And honestly, like, I just feel like you're making it harder for all of us. I feel like we all need to just be on the same page with these kind of things. Because now men are going to start expecting not to see a bonnet. Why? Mm. For what reason?
Mm. Yeah, it does... I'll be honest, it's something that I could see a younger person being a bit bothered about, like a bit self-conscious about, like, oh my God, like, is he gonna be worried? Like, you know when you watch those movies?
Yeah.
Those rom-com movies where they wake up in the morning and then they brush their teeth and then they wear their makeup.
Yeah.
So it's like that to make it look... But also, guys should be like, why has she got makeup on in the morning? Mm. Or why has she got no bonnet on? Or why?
Yeah.
I think it's more of a younger thing, but I think when you get older, it's kind of like, you know, it's a bit more expected for you to kind of have your routine. It's a bit like, I don't know, it's like, just do you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really have to.
And I think, like, if I'm honest, I think there are, like, what's it called?
I can't lie, it's very picky.
I think when you have that, when you meet someone for the first time, or, I don't know, I think it would be more so when you're like spending the night together.
Mm.
I think there would be some things where you're like, oh, I'm a bit self-conscious.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And I...
But you can't let that stop you.
Yeah, you can't
say, you have to fight. I'm going to have to wear full face to bed.
Yeah, you have to fight.
You're going to give yourself acne because of... It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to leave out Christmas.
And you know what? There are literally some women where their husband or partner... has not seen them without makeup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And wigs.
And they're married.
Yeah, and wigs, yeah.
And I'm like, this is... Mm.
That was like, well, it was like, you know those clickbait interracial couples?
Yeah.
I saw one go viral on Twitter, and he was like, my husband sees my natural hair for the first time. I said, the key word is husband.
That's what I'm saying.
It's husband.
You've married this person.
But also, now he's looking at it going, wow, touching it. I'm thinking, what was the other reaction?
Exactly.
Because I remember, what's her name? Annie Dreya saying on her YouTube time ago that she's just, when she was dating someone, she slept with her wigs on.
Oh my gosh.
I don't rate men that highly, man. I don't.
But you know what? I'll be frank.
You slept with a wig on?
No. But I just feel like, I'll be honest, I feel like if I met a new person now, I'm trying to think.
Would you sleep with a wig?
At what point? No. I would take the wig off and put on the bonnet. Mm. But at what point do I be like, you're going to have to see these jailbraids?
Oh, you're worried for them to see the jailbraids? So you are thinking like...
Yeah, maybe,
you
know,
maybe
I am.
Maybe all of us have a little bit of ZZ in us. But I don't think to the point where you're saying, day one.
Yeah.
No,
because some people are saying... But some people are saying that they wouldn't have sex without taking off their wig. But I think I would.
What, so they can only have sex with the wig on?
Yeah.
Maybe, to be fair, it might be a thing where they feel more confident with the wig on. Cool.
Yeah. I think first time, maybe I wouldn't.
These are real questions. First time, yeah, the wig will, I can't lie. I shouldn't see him double. First time he's going to be on.
I get it.
Sometimes I feel like my boyfriend sees me without my wig, more often. sees me without my wig than with my wig on.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like even to the point where when we go out, like, we might go Nando's, so I won't even wear a wig.
That's not for me.
I'm like, this is so rude. I told you, I don't rate you.
But you know what? That's how you know he's secure. Because there's some men out there, and I've also experienced it, where they're like, oh, so you can wear makeup to go here, but with me, you're not going to wear makeup. I've experienced that before.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm just like, does that not show you how comfortable I am with you? But they'll take it as a disrespect, almost. Very sick.
That's exhaustion. I don't know. It's to their own. But I just don't want people to feel like they have to. Like, the rules is you must wear a bonnet. That you must not wear it to secure a man. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. And also, you made me laugh last week because you were saying, how do you introduce the bonnet? As in, you wear a little bit at the back, then you slowly bring it forwards.
And then you bring it on. Then on week two, then you bring it all the way to the front of the head. So just slowly, you know, introduce small steps until he's fully comfortable.
It's too funny.
Yeah, it reminds me when I was younger, actually. I used to be really scared because I've got a lot of stretch marks.
Mm.
And I used to get really scared, like, oh my God, will I ever find a boyfriend, or will guys ever like me, or could I ever have sex because I've got a lot of stretch marks. And then I remember reading this thing. This is why I used to really fuck with Jamila Jamil. She used to write on this column for Company Magazine, and she said, she said something like, men don't care about stretch marks.
Yeah.
Like, you are the prize. Like, she said it something like, she said something like, men are literally like dogs anyways. They just want to have sex anyway, so I don't really. But unfortunately, I was with someone that was really awful about stretch marks, but now I'm with someone that doesn't care. But I do think a lot of people don't care anyways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like, now I'm
honestly, that witch was the anomaly.
Mm. But I even had an auntie once say to me, like, oh, you have a lot of stretch marks. Will you ever find a man?
What? Nah, people are sick. People are very sick.
But it's just one of those things where I just feel like we think about things and it's like, I don't really think it's a big deal in the grand scheme of things, you know?
No, it's not. And I think anyone that thinks those kind of things are a problem or whatever, run for the hills.
But what else do we women do for men? So we wear makeup on to bed, leave the wig on.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Some people don't even wear granny pants.
Some people make sure that they have a matching bra and panties on. Yeah, I don't
even think I even have a matching set.
This is what I was about to say. I don't even think I have a matching set.
Unless
of
black, because
I just wear black underwear all the time. But yeah, I don't have an actual matching set.
Well,
so we do that. We shave.
Oh yeah.
And wax.
Wow.
What else? We worry about our fupas. And some men don't even wipe their bums properly.
Wow. Scary times.
Scary world we're living in. Right. Shall we get into black excellence?
Yes, sir.
Do you wanna go first?
Sorry, guys. I think, again, I don't have one.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Actually, no. Shout out to Nella Rose, Adiola Patron. And
yeah, that is literally mine as well. So,
oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And who else is a part of
it? Oh, I've got another one.
Mariam Musa. You have a new podcast called Pressed with the BBC, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, shout out to them. And mine is actually Jordan Peele. So he tweeted 2 days ago, I think it was. It was literally just the artwork for the new film called Nope, which will be in cinemas at some point next year, summer next year, I believe. Mm. And it's going to have our babes, Daniel Kaluuya in it, mm-hmm. Kiki Palmer, Steven Yeun.
I love all the cast members. I love all of them. Individually, so yeah. I'll be happy to see what it looks like together.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be another horror, I'll be honest. It just has a cloud with some kind of kite thing coming out of it, but it's called Nope. Mm. If you guys want to check it out,
that sounds so black. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
People. Okay, I got a real important question. Why do people dance at weddings and take off their wig?
Who did that? Oh my gosh, I was about to watch this video. Okay, maybe I am a pick me, because who's going to take off their wig at a wedding? Huh?
People have been doing it a lot. Like, they go dance and then they take off the wig. But I just need to understand. So maybe the listeners can help. What is the feeling, or what is the... I don't even know. What is the motivation behind that? I just need to know. Because I know a lot of the girls, they like to got to blee and be slick and ghost bond. So are you telling me you're ripping that off? Because how are you reapplying it?
That's actually made me hurt.
Maybe it's just a glueless unit.
It's more so just the why. Mm. I think that question still stands. Why?
Why?
We'll have a think about that this week.
Yeah, we'll come back to you with some answers.
Yeah. Right. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living, guys. Catch us on Twitter and Instagram at Black Girls Living. My account is jazz_BW on both those social media platforms.
I'm on Victoria Sunisi on Twitter, Vic Sunisi on Instagram. You can give us a follow on TikTok and YouTube. Yeah, we out. Bye.
Bye.